At the beginning of February, we brought you an update about a series of EZLN communiques that started to appear on their website, enlacezapatista@ezln.org.mx, at the end of December and the beginning of January. These communiques were in many ways unexpected, and equally unexpected was the fact that their appearances coincided with a massive mobilization in which tens of thousands of compañeras y compañeros from the Zapatista communities peacefully and silently marched into the occupied cities across the state of Chiapas on the day of December 21st. Since then, the stream of communiques hasn't stopped. All of them have come under the heading Ellos y Nosotros, or Them and Us, and have been divided into parts. We want to apologize in advance for the fact that in this short update, all we can do is point out just a couple of things, but keep in mind that we can't do it justice to the many communiques that have been published over the last few months. With that said, in this month's update, we just wanted to call attention to two points that we think are especially significant. First of all, in February, part six of the series, subtitled Las Miradas, or The Gazes, was released. In section 5 of part 6, which appeared on February 13th, Marcos announces that a new subcomandante has been appointed, Subcomandante Su Gente Moisés. A veteran of the Zapatista Army from even before the uprising, Moisés advanced through the ranks from major to lieutenant colonel before now becoming subcomandante. His first major public appearance was back in 1994, when he led a squad of Zapatista soldiers that turned over the general and former governor of Chiapas, Absalón Castellanos Domínguez, who the EZLN had kidnapped when they rose up on January 1st of that year. The communique that appeared the following day, signed not by Marcos, but by Moisés, narrates the following anecdote. Quote, I'm writing this in the name of the Zapatista men and women, since the soup's computer is broken. I saw him go out to fix it and asked him what happened to his computer, and he told me to switch, the switch got fucked up, and I just said, and he was carrying a chisel and a 5-kilo sledgehammer. It's over, this isn't going to get fixed, I said, and he told me to write to you, so you would get to know who's in charge of guarding the door, and also so that we can get to know you and by what you write and say everywhere, and what you tell us and have told us as compañeras and compañeros of the Sexta. End quote. What does it mean to cuidar la puerta, to guard or be responsible for the door? And what does it mean that the soup's new job will be to watch through the window? As you can imagine, there's a lot of speculation in the Mexican media, but all we can say for now is that some significant restructuring is happening within the leadership of the EZLN. This is something that we will have to keep paying attention to.
The second point we want to mention here comes from the next part of Them and Us, which is titled The Littlest Ones. These communiques, as usual, divided up into 7 thematic sections, were released at the end of February and the beginning of March with subtitles like Learning to Govern and Govern Ourselves, How Is It Done?, The Very Long Walk of the Zapatistas, and Resistance. What's most interesting about this set of communiques is that they're filled almost entirely with the words of Zapatista men and women. For example, a compañera who explains what it means to participate in a good government council. In fact, the passages are fragments taken from the textbooks that will be used in an event that is being planned for this summer in Chiapas, what the Zapatistas are calling the Escuelita, or school. The first communique of the series states, the program offered at the Escuelita Zapatista will be called Freedom According to the Zapatistas, and will be taught directly by compañeros and compañeras from the EZLN support bases, which have performed the various tasks of government security and so on in the building of Zapatista autonomy. In order to be admitted to the Escuelita, in addition to being invited, the compas of the Sexta and special invitees will have to take some prerequisite courses before entering the first grade. These courses, in turn, will be taught by compas from the support teams of the 6th Commission of the EZLN and have the sole objective of giving you the basic elements of the history of Neo-Zapatismo and a struggle for democracy, freedom, and justice. The dates and other logistical information for the Escuelita appear in a final communique dated March 17th and signed by Subcomandante Insurgente Moises, the Chancellor of La Escuelita Zapatista. There's a lot of information in the communique, and we can't include it all here, so we'll put a link on our website so you can check it out yourself. But the basic info is the following. On August 9th through 10th, there will be a fiesta celebrating the 10th anniversary of the founding of the Good Government Councils, held simultaneously in all five caracoles. Leaving one day between, the Escuelita will begin on August 12th and run through the 16th. Four subjects will be covered. Autonomous Government 1, Autonomous Government 2, Participation of Women in Autonomous Government, and Resistance. Students will have to study very hard, writes Moises. Again, there's a lot of details in the communique that are important for anyone who's interested in attending. But it's important to note here that in order to attend the Escuelita, you have to receive an invitation, and furthermore, that the Good Government Councils will not be available to receive any delegations during the Escuelita because of their attention will be dedicated to that task. Sup Moises finishes by noting that further details will be posted in the future, so keep an eye on the Enlace Zapatista website if you're interested. Also, for English translations of the communiques, check out Christine Bricker's blog at mywordismyweapon.blogspot.com and the Chiapas Support Committee's blog at compamanuel.wordpress.com.